Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Jeremy Scott Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. Coming to you on this Monday evening here with an episode heavily requested by you. And we have another special guest on. My wife is back. You guys asked the questions, how do we eat? What's nutrition like for her, for myself, us, as a household, how we eat at home, on the road? What are our kind of go-to meals, the things we have to have, the things we, try to avoid? And then, what we do just in our daily life. So, Heather, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes. So I'll just dig right into it. There's a lot of stuff to get through here, and I'm going to try to answer everybody's question individually with as much detail or as value as possible. So the first one, right off the bat, is who does the majority of the grocery shopping, you or I?
Probably you. I do a lot too, but overall I think you go the most.
I would agree. Yeah, we co grocery shop for sure. I mean, I grab. There's just certain things I have to have, and I'm good because obviously you work from home and I work obviously outside the home most of the time. So I usually shoot a text, you hit me up, and then if we're out and about and we're somewhere, we usually try to communicate. Hey, do we have water at the house, protein, the normal daily things? But I would say it's.
We used to go together, but now we don't. We just give each other a list typically. And someone takes care of it.
I just find the busier you get, it's so inefficient to have two people do one chore. And that's what we always talk about. Next question on the list. Who does most of the cooking, you or I?
You do most of the grilling. And then I do more of sides.
Do you know how to turn on the grill? That's the question.
Yes, I just don't ever grill.
I would agree with that too. And again, we make stuff obviously individually, but when we, I guess that leads into the next question. So I would say, yeah, I do a majority of all the proteins at the house. I will do, but you'll do things like shrimp and different things like that. If we do fish, you're good about that. But if it's the red meat, I typically take it over at our house. And for honestly, a lot of people will comment, "Hey, you always make Brussels sprouts. It looks so good." I'm like, we really don't do anything fancy to them.
It's so simple.
Put them in a pan.
I used to cook more, but now I'm just really lazy. It's takes a lot of time, but I need to start doing on a Sunday, but make something different.
But honestly, it's a bigger, it's a bigger mess sometimes than it's worth. And we're not huge, food prep people, make stuff for 6 days or 3 days.
It doesn't have to be elaborate.
No.
Simple. I'd rather just go out to eat if we're going to have something nice.
Agreed. And so the next question leads into that, basically. Do we always eat together?
No.
Maybe some weeknights we do?
Yes. I would say at least one meal a day on average. I mean, there's definitely days that we don't, but
it's just
majority
hard
of the days, at least one meal together.
And I know those ones, obviously, will kind of split up the duties of how we cook and what we do. And we don't really communicate about it that much in detail. I know some people will plan hey, Wednesday night is this, or Taco Tuesday and things like that. We don't do that. It's basically just whatever protein is around and then whatever veggies are around, and we make that, and the chips kind of fall where they may in terms of
and it's hard with your schedule sometimes working late nights on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We don't eat dinner together. But then the other days of the week we typically do, or we'll try and do a lunch together because you'll come home for lunch, which is really nice just to spend time together and have some conversation. Otherwise, we'll just do a date night and go out and plan on the weekends to hang out.
Which is way easier.
Yeah.
The question, I guess, to you, how many meals do you eat each day typically?
On average, I really just eat two meals. Sometimes three, but there are two larger meals and then usually a snack in between. Since I do intermittent fasting for the most part, so I'll eat later in the day, later morning around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Depends on the day, but for the most part, around that time frame.
And you guys, obviously, if you listen to me, I eat, basically two meals a day. Sometimes it's one, honestly, if it gets super busy. But for the most part, I try to do two. If I get busy and caught in between my schedule, it could maybe be one. But for the most part, I try probably eat between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock, give or take. That kind of just works for me and my lifestyle. Again, I'm not recommending it for people if you're not used to the fasting stuff. But I do think there are a lot of benefits in my two cents with fasting. If you want to, say there's nothing magical other than I think most humans who are eating, in a smaller window each day, they're less likely to mess up and make a poor choice, because you have like a confined window, and people will say, well, isn't it hard to fast, you know, all these hours of the day? I'm like, well, actually, it's the easiest thing to do in the world, because you do nothing but just basically drink, you know, water and coffee. And I think if you're awake, you know, more hours not eating than eating, it's less for you to manage. And I just think simplifying things is probably the underlying key of a lot of the stuff we're going to share here, just for the fact of like, and again, I do it with my wardrobe. It drives my wife nuts. But I'm like, I'll buy 4 black hoodies, and I'll just wear a black hoodie, black hoodie, black hoodie, because I don't have to think about it. It's brainless. It's the same thing with the food. If I know about what the macros are, and I know how I feel when I eat it, and I have energy, and I like how it looks, you know, on me as I eat it over time, like, I'll just do the same thing over and over and over, and I don't have to think about it. And it's just one less decision we have to make, and I think you probably do something similar.
Absolutely, and the digestion benefits is helpful for me, just to have a extended period of time where I'm not eating anything and let your body just go through that process. It's really helpful, especially when you're traveling too. It comes in handy.
And somebody asked, does it ever change? Like, do you ever just all of a sudden you're gonna eat, you know, 5 meals a day, or is it every, you know, pretty much every single day you just do the same 2 or 3?
Pretty much. I mean, on a weekend, sometimes I'll, if it's like a breakfast or brunch or, you know, something's going on, then I'm not as strict on the weekends for sure.
I would say maybe if we travel like overseas would be the only time, but even then I'll eat 2 meals.
No,
but
usually, I mean, it doesn't have to be overseas. Like,
but like for us though, like, when is the last time like we went out to?
In Hawaii, we had
breakfast.
More like brunch, like late breakfast.
like noon.
But I mean, I would have a pastry, you know, like in the morning with my coffee and things, well, yeah, like that I don't normally.
Well, that's like
do.
That's like your vice though, like, mm-hmm, that's like your thing. But like, we don't ever just go like, hey, when's the last time you and I, like, it's 10 o'clock, let's go to breakfast. Like,
yeah,
we never do that.
Mm-mm.
Which, I love breakfast food, I do. It's just so early in the day for me. I'm just not used to it anymore, I guess. So I guess the answer is no, we don't really ever change, unless it's like a special occasion or vacation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, do you track macros to you?
I do, not consistently, and but I do like to kind of know I'm in a range, and so I'll loosely track if I'm getting ready for like a vacation, or I just feel like I need to step it up a little bit, then I will, just to see where I'm at and how much I'm intaking, and if I can tweak certain areas, then I will. But I'm not like obsessed with it or anything, because I think that can be hard for some people, and I don't think it's really healthy, to be honest. But
I mean, for me personally, like, I used to do it, you know, before my Fitness Pal existed. So pen and paper, old school. I'm old, obviously. You guys, you know, have been listening to me. I did it for about 5 years in a row every day, with like a notepad, and wrote it down. Obviously, when my Fitness Pal came out, we transferred it to that, which is like the easiest thing in the world. It's like, you know, it's Google for food. I think if you're starting out and you have no idea about where you're at, and fat loss is the goal, I think it is crucial for 99% of people. For some people, I think it could give you deeper issues if you already have some underlying things going on. But the way I look at it, if you're not educated, how can you make a conscious decision to make something, you know, improve it? Whether you're trying to gain weight or lose weight, it would be, to me, trying to save for retirement, yet you can never look at how much money is in your retirement accounts. Like, you're basically going at it blind.
Blind, yeah.
And if you don't know the damage of like what a piece of cheesecake is versus like a banana, and obviously we know those are two different things. Or for some people, like, a better example is like a banana will have 30 grams of sugar, and a Snickers bar can have like 30 grams of sugar. Now, obviously, if you're talking micronutrients, there's a major difference. But in terms of just caloric intake and like carbohydrates for the day, they're about the same. So if, you know, when Susie at home thinks she's making a great choice by crushing 3 bananas, she basically just crushed 3 Snickers. Now, I know it's not exactly the equivalent, but in terms of sugar grams and macros for her day, it's having about the same amount of damage. So I do think it's crucial for people, at least up front, to at least, or at least plug stuff in, just to know, like, hey, is the juice worth the squeeze when I eat this? And I think, obviously, because you've tracked it long enough, you know.
Well, yeah, and I stick to pretty much the same types of food during the weekdays, so I don't really have to be so strict about that, and I kind of know how much I am eating. But it is helpful, and I still do it every now and then. And when we're doing one of our programs, like the 47-day, I'm really consistent with it, because I'm participating in the group, and it does really hold me accountable and helps me reached goals that I've set for myself.
For and like that. So, for but again, like for you, if you're eating things on a routine, so like, what did you eat for lunch today, for example?
Today, honestly, it's not really a good day for that because we had leftovers, like whatever you barbecued yesterday.
But it's like carne asada and chicken sausage.
I had chicken sausage. But usually I would have vegetables with it, and we didn't have anything here.
But you eat the same, like, boring salad. It's, like, tomatoes, peppers, like, ground turkey, and lettuce. And you about know what the macros are for that. It's not a huge surprise when you eat
right.
it. So it's probably you don't have to track that as close as if you're eating something, you know, completely off, you know, the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the other question, do you meal prep?
No, I don't.
No, me neither. We used to.
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm as I get older and I'm not dead broke anymore, I'm really fancy. So I don't like to eat shit that I made 4 days ago. It doesn't taste as good and I don't like it.
Well, I will, but you are really picky. Like,
it's just gross.
You will in the meal prep in the sense that you will make a lot of protein and a variety and we will have it for a few days. And usually I'm the one eating it because you are apparently fancy now and can't have a
It's not the same.
Day old piece
like
of
a
meat.
Day old steak. It's just not the same as a fresh steak. It's just not. So yes,
I don't want to waste the food.
So we cook every day though, regardless.
Yeah.
We're making something every single day.
For the most part, yeah.
Again, if you guys have the time to do it in the luxury, obviously, you know, at some point it might change for our lives what we do, but I try to, and we are blessed, and I'll talk about this in the podcast in a second. Like, we live in a place where there's so many great healthy options that we can grab. Sometimes, you know, if financially you can afford to do it, it's so much easier and it saves so much time just by grabbing something healthy that's all real food as opposed to us going to the store, coming home, making it, doing the dishes and dealing with that stuff. So the question, this is a lot of people ask this, what food and drinks must you have daily or weekly? So the things that like you either eat every day or drink every day or both.
Definitely have to have coffee every day and creamer. Agreed. I wish I could just have black coffee, but I just love my creamer. And I really am obsessed with the Nut Pods creamer lately, which has like no sugar in it. And it's all real ingredients, coconut, almond.
You can get that anywhere?
Yeah, nice. You can. What else? Love my Kavitas, like my kombucha, the Kavita brand.
What flavor?
Lemon cayenne.
I don't mind that one, actually.
And
it's like
it
the
has
only one
hardly
I can
any sugar in it, which I really like that.
And why do you drink that?
For the probiotics. Yeah. And I love sparkling waters, especially in the warm weather here. I like to always have different flavored sparkling waters. We'll do Powerade, Gatorade, Zero when we're feeling dehydrated from working out a lot. And what else for food?
Something you eat every day. Eggs.
Eggs. I never get sick of them.
Egg
which
whites.
Is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
You do a lot of avocado.
Yeah, avocado, nut butters.
Spinach, arugula.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty good about eating real vegetables. We saute a lot, which is so easy, like a stir fry or.
And then some protein. What's your top like three protein sources you eat each week?
Typically just like chicken sausage. I don't eat a lot of red meat. If you do the carne asada, I'll have that. But usually just turkeys, chicken, and like shrimp. I love salmon.
We do salmon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wild caught always. So you guys will get fish.
Same with shrimp.
Yes. Get the real stuff. You can't eat the fake shit like tilapia and these fishes out there. Or even like salmon that's been like farmed like crazy. Like it's just devoid of most nutrients. To me, it's like eating vegetables out of a can. It's basically worthless. So I'd say if you know, I don't know your economical situation, but I always say this, you know, live in a smaller house, drive a worse car, wear your clothes a little bit longer to buy food that's actually healthy and is going to give you the nutrients that you need so your body can run the way it's supposed to run. And I don't want to get super serious on that, but it does matter. Like every cell of your being is the food you're putting into it. So if you're feeding your body a bunch of shit, it is not going to run as efficiently as it can. Like how your hair, skin, nails grow, all those things. It does matter. And it just me personally, obviously protein every single day. And again, I eat way more red meat than she does. Please, you know, send me the hate mail, you know, how I'm going to die because I eat red meat. I'll send you 8 million things that says I won't. Obviously, I guess everything, you know, within moderation, within key of what your goals are and who you are. I'm a 220 pound dude. So obviously there is some give and take with that. And it's like, we're not eating, you know, burgers and cheese every day. Like the steak cuts that we get are relatively lean. I do a ton of chicken sausage for sure. Eggs, egg whites. I drink coffee like it's water. And I do drink black coffee. Cold brew, actually, I do like and enjoy. I don't do the nut pods and the creamers. I do like a really good, like, almond milk latte if I can find one. It's just, when you've had, it's like anything in life. When you get fancier and you've had really good coffee, it's hard to go back to coffee that's not good. And then obviously the Powerade Zeros, Gatorade Zeros, Brussels sprouts we do a lot. Asparagus.
Cauliflower rice.
a ton. Bird's Eye is the brand that we get for the cauliflower
rice. Or I'll do like Trader Joe's has really good cauliflower rice and stir fries.
Their shrimp is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Trader Joe's. What is the fancy cauliflower rice we get? It's like white cheddar or something.
Oh, and yeah, the risotto cauliflower rice. It's like a Lexia brand. Safeway.
Yeah, that's good too. Albertson's. But I would say Bird's Eye you can probably get anywhere. And I don't like the plain one. I do like the roast. Is it roasted garlic?
Mm-hmm.
That cauliflower rice is amazing. If you're a rice person, or you guys are looking for like something that's going to fill stomach volume and make you full, that has a very low caloric impact, I would say cauliflower rice is definitely one of my go-tos in terms of that. Because you can eat so much of it, and the whole thing is like maybe 20 carbohydrates, which is, you know, literally a drop in the bucket. So we do that often. For you, foods and drinks you personally try to avoid?
I don't eat a lot of like bread. I don't eat a lot of gluten in general. I try not to. Obviously, if we're going to go out to a pizza place and I want like the real thing, I'll have it.
We just talked about the other day, like, we never go eat pizza anymore.
We need to, though.
Like, I love pizza. I don't like how I feel, though, afterwards, because I eat too much because I have no self-control.
Sugary, like juices or real pop, even diet soda, I've really tried to cut back on too. And obviously like sugary alcoholic drinks and what else? What other foods do we avoid?
I mean, me, everything. Honestly, I feel that way. I feel like I go to the grocery store. If I go to not a Sprouts or like a Trader Joe's or honestly, even Whole Foods is so many landmines. Like when you go to a Safeway or like where you guys live, if it's Hy-Vee or Wegmans or wherever, like you see all the cereals and I just like, I stare at them like I'm going to buy Captain Crunch. And I could, but it's a dangerous game, my friends. Like the avalanche will go quick. If we buy a box of cereal, it wouldn't make it a whole day here.
Or even just like a box of crackers or something.
Or I'll share this example because this is chips.
Chips, yeah, that I can't have in my house. Like, well,
we just had a party.
We'll buy them when we have like people over,
which we did Saturday. So we had a party, and Steve brought 3 bags
of
chips.
Can you please just take them home? Because I knew on Sunday, sure enough, they're right there. I'm just gonna keep eating them. So,
but how good are chips, though?
And you gotta live a little. But I'm just saying, overall, we try to not have that stuff in our house majority of the time.
Yeah,
we'll just.
We crush a whole bag of chips easily.
So easy.
And a whole box of cereal easily. Basically for us...
snacky food.
Yeah. Anything that is not single serving is rough here. I will say, I don't have the brand in front of me. They're like those... like air peas we get. What are those even called? They're like a wasabi ranch flavor. They're like these sugar snap peas, but they're like air crisps, basically. Mm-hmm. They're like chips, but they're not as... dangerous. I mean, they are. They taste amazing. But they're not like, it's not as bad as like getting Doritos.
Right.
The macros are a little more friendly. And I find myself not being a complete loser and eating the whole bag at one time.
We do have like rice cakes here, which we
can have those now.
Yeah.
5 years ago, we could not have those here. And now now I feel like I can buy whole jars of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a complete butthead about it. Like, I can do a little bit and go. Yeah, I think that's what rice cakes are made for, just to hold peanut butter, honestly. I don't think they have any other purpose. But we now have a little bit more self-control as we're getting older. Because, I think when you're young, for some people, or at least, maybe not even if you're young, at least that's how I was, I think you don't do stuff and you eat a certain way because you want to look a certain way. And the vanity part of it can only get you so far, in my opinion. And I do this for a living. So take it from me, a guy who takes his shirt off still all the time for video content, print content, everything we do. That is not why I do this. And I think some people are confused, like, oh, well, you know, there is a vanity part to it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to look like a bag of shit. I want to look and feel good for myself and feel confident for me. It's not for the rest of the world, even though, like, there is a monetary thing tied to it for my life. I don't want to feel like crap. And that's why we don't eat the way that we used to in terms of, like, binging stuff or overeating, because it's like you just get tired of feeling like shit, and I'm sure you can agree.
Right. And going back to what I have to have basically almost every day or weekly for sure is dark chocolate, and that really helps curb my sweet tooth. And I've graduated to the extreme dark chocolates. I used to be more about the sweeter ones that were like 70%, and now I'm like up to 85-95%, which really helps. It's creamy and
it's not even sweet. It's not even like
but chocolate. Now I crave that because you really can taste the real chocolate flavor. So we do that, or I do that, and then just to have like a handful of berries too, if I want something sweet after a meal, then I'll do that as well.
And like we used to do, we've talked about this before on another podcast, so we would go to not really Dairy Queen, but like one of the frozen yogurt places, because I grab like all the toppings, mm-hmm. like because I'm just, because again, when you don't have it, it's like this weird thing where you just go crazy overboard. Now that we can have, like, we do Halo Top or Enlightened,
mm-hmm.
And because we can have those every single day, I find myself not eating them every single day. In fact, like, I don't even buy them most of the time we go. And we do get them, like, we'll eat them on a weekend or maybe a random day. And that, to me, is almost as good as real ice cream. So that's basically helped us curb the ice cream habit of eating, you know, frozen yogurt or Dairy Queen or Cold Stone, which, man, I really do miss Cold Stone. It's been years, but like we used to do that way more frequently, and not this again. It's not about vanity. Like we would feel like shit afterwards.
Yeah,
like you'd be like, my stomach hurts so bad.
I can't with the dairy. Too much dairy just is like not good for me.
No, and you're farting like 100 times, and you blow up the bathroom. God. You're not gonna have sex with each other. It's just a terrible.
Yeah, it's, you know, just like not attractive.
Birthday Cake Remix from Cold Stone is really good, but it's not. It's not as good as how it makes you feel on the back end.
Right.
I'll put it that way. Those are some of the things that save us. I think for me, yeah, the rice cakes. Honestly, like, rice cakes with peanut butter and, like, bananas is, like, one of my favorite things to do for, like, a treat. And that saves me from mm-hmm. making all the 14 wrong choices. But again, for us, it's just really comes down to not buying it, not having it at home, and then communicating, you know. I think her knowing the stuff that I like to eat and me knowing what she likes to eat, vice versa, I try not to buy things that I know are going to trip you up. And I think you probably do the same.
And we'll do, like, popcorn, but easily, like, I'm so addicted to popcorn that I could eat, like, 2 bags, like, easily. So it's, like, again, we try to just do that on, like, weekends.
But I'd say popcorn is, like, a better... Of all the things you could do, that's not a terrible
one. I know, but I like the real kettle corn.
Well, yeah, I know, like, what is the... Whatever that brand is of the bags, Boom Chicka Pop?
Like, the purple one.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That one's, like...
That crushes you. That's bad. If you eat the whole bag of that...
That one's, like, really good.
And how easy... But you can eat a whole bag of that easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that hard. So let's go into that, then. Biggest weaknesses. Booze or food? And if you pick one, what's the couple of things that really would drag
for
you
for me, out? It's the sweets. It's always been the sweets.
Like your favorite sweets. Like your go-to. If you could just eat whatever tonight, because you're like... Or whenever you're really
it's
feeding
it. It's ice cream.
It.
I love ice cream. Like cookie dough and ice cream.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we at? Minnesota we're at, and you went to the Ben and Jerry's actual Ben.
Yeah.
You never see those either, like a Ben and Jerry's store.
Mm-hmm. It was totally worth it.
I mean, real ice cream is good. I just don't like how I feel when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do like real ice cream.
You love gelato too.
Like if it's real, yeah. I think like we went to Italy, we ate it every single day.
Oh yeah.
I think we did it in Spain too.
Yeah. Did basically
we?
Every time you're in Europe, I feel like you can find a legit Italian gelato place.
If you follow Rick Steves. If you guys don't know who Rick Steves is and you go to Europe, Google Rick Steves. He'll set you straight. We did in Hawaii, too. We went to an ice cream place.
Mm-hmm.
Like a real one. It was worth it. We stood in line at Dairy Queen and they were taking too long, so we bounced and went to this other place. But for me, yeah, it's never the booze. It's always going to be food. Not really the sweets. I mean, if anything, like I could eat burgers and fries every single day. For sure. I can honestly eat pizza too. I like all the stuff though, like macaroni and cheese, like you name it. I like it all. I just, at this point in my life, I'm I don't want to feel like crap, and that's the biggest deterrent for me not eating stuff, because I can now think about it in context, where before you just you give into these impulses. And I'll say this to you guys out there who are trying to make a change and a transformation in terms of how you eat. The longer you do it, and I think people think about it, they have to be perfect. And when they're not, then they quit and they give up and they just do a bunch, they make a bunch of stupid decisions. And you don't have to do that. The longer you're in this game, because this is till you're dead, okay? Like, you just can't eat right for 6 months or a year and think you can hold on to it and it would just, you know, work for you. It won't. This is something you're going to have to manage for the rest of your life, because you have to eat at least, you know, probably once or twice a day until you drop dead. So the longer you're in the game, the more wins you get, the more better choices you make, and you start to really understand how food affects your mood, how you sleep, how you feel, your sinuses, allergies, all those things. Like, it does matter. And when you get used to feeling really good, you will almost do anything not to feel like shit. And I think you can probably attest to that too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's the same as like when you went out drinking as a kid and you'd wake up and you'd feel like you got hit by a bus, and the first thing you'd say was, or I used to say it as I was puking, like, oh, I'll never drink again, this is so stupid. And then you find yourself next Thursday, you know, doing the same dumb stuff you did before. And it only takes so many of those, hopefully for you, to learn, you know, the food and the drink that you're putting in your body is not worth the aftermath, not only of how you feel, but how you start to look over time as well. So I'll go to the next question. Supplements you take and why?
Athletic Greens. I'm sure you guys have heard us talk about it, but
you do.
We've taken it for over a year, and I'm very consistent with it. It has the probiotics in it, which I love. I do take like a fish oil and turmeric and biotin as well, but I mean, every day I try to always take my Athletic Greens. I don't take all those all the time, but for sure Athletic Greens, just because it's like your complete multivitamin with all the micronutrients, and it's just so easy and convenient for me. And I do feel like all the benefits, I feel like I can speak to it and I believe in it. So
yeah, well, I'll say this, obviously you guys know I talk about it all the time, and if you want 20 free travel packs, hit me up. But in all seriousness, it's the one, again, I've been in this game a long time, and I come from the era of where I remember way back in the day, my mom would buy like Metrex protein powder in the white packs. Now, I'm super old, you guys, so most of you listening probably don't know what I'm talking about, or you weren't even in fitness back then. And I'm like a little kid, and I'm taking the Metrex protein powder, and I'd mix it in a container, and it just, I mean, it tasted like hot garbage. And I would have to drink it over the toilet because I would gag so much, but I wanted to be jacked so bad. That's what we would do, and that's how I feel about most of the greens products that I used to take. And I'm not going to say them by name because I don't want to call them out. They're fine in terms of micros. I do think Athletic Greens is the most complete when you look at it from a well-rounded standpoint, and it's by far the best tasting. So even if you say the macros were equivalent, which I don't think they are, it's the one thing I will take every single day, because again, I do this for a living, and as motivated as I am and as healthy as I want to be, when my life gets stressful or tough or busy and something tastes like ass, I'm not going to want to drink it and eat it. So I'll find myself making excuses why I won't do it. And I've never done that with Athletic Greens. We're in Hawaii for 8 days. I took it every single day, and I do feel I have a little bit more energy because of it. I do feel like I don't get as run down. And it, whether that's a placebo or not, which I don't believe it is,
I feel like we don't get sick.
No, not like I used to just get crushed at least, you know, once a year.
Knock on wood.
You know, obviously tomorrow I'm going to wake up puking. But, I do think, I feel it makes a difference. And again, if nothing else, I find it's the one thing I will never make an excuse not to take. Anything else you take?
And there's so many benefits to it. And I just because I was struggling with low thyroid for several months, and I just got my results back, and my levels are now in the normal range, which is great, because when you have low thyroid, you can experience fatigue and you can feel really down. Mood swings, you can, everything from your hair, low energy, and there's just a lot of horrible symptoms. But I was consistent with taking my Athletic Greens, and it does say, it's proven that it does help with hormone balance, so I believe in it.
Well, I just think you guys out there, like, again, I'm not trying to sell you on it. Take any greens product you want, eat as much whole real foods as you can. My dog is actually begging for be petted right now. But point of me saying this is you're not going to be able to eat all the micronutrients you need every single day through Real Food. Most of you, you're too busy, you have kids, you have jobs, you travel. If nothing else, it kind of covers the gaps in what you're doing every single
day. And it's
day.
All real. It's 75 whole food ingredients with like superfoods in it and everything. So,
you know,
we just love it, and that's why we can't stop talking about it.
Well, again, it doesn't taste like shit. I can't say that
enough.
Yeah,
it tastes good. I like it. And I actually will take it when I travel, which normally I'm really bad about taking like other pill form vitamins. So it's the travel packets have really helped me, especially with these past 2 years of traveling a lot for my job. So
mine's the same. I take Athletic Greens every day. Obviously, I do take biotin. I don't want to be Bruce Willis just yet, even though I'm getting closer every day. I do take vitamin D3. I've had my blood work. I get it done very regularly, way more than the average person. And twice in the past probably 7 years I've been deficient in D3, even though I live in like one of the sunniest places on the planet. But obviously I work a ton. And regardless of what you believe and see on Instagram, I do wear long sleeves 99% of the time, so I don't get as much sunlight as I should. So I do take D3, fish oil, krill oil, turmeric as well, and then obviously I try to throw chia seeds into my life as often as possible, just for not only the omegas, but just, you know, to go to the bathroom regularly and feel good and not be bloated and disgusting, especially when you travel. I do think that is crucial. Let's move on. Next one. Your favorite or your most frequent, you know, cheat meals or treat meals or things you look forward to that are outside your normal routine?
I mean, pizza is like my favorite cheat, but we don't do it like frequently.
No, we do not. The chocolate croissants, man, are your thing if you can find good ones.
I have to. I'm so picky about a good French chocolate croissant.
Pan chocolat, I believe, is the technical term.
But yeah, real ice cream, if that would be my go-to, or like a real good cookie.
The bakery stuff you do like.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so many great ones around here, so if we find
a really good donut.
100%.
But I'm not super into donuts. Like, you're more into donuts than I am.
If they're good, though. I'm older. It's not that you're fancy. You just get older, and you travel, and you try all this stuff. Yeah, well, I live in Scottsdale. Like, there's so many amazing places here. It's literally ruined me.
Well, you want it to be worth it when you're going to do it, so.
Last thing, too, I remember, and I'll share the story fast. Like, I remember being, you know, when I get into this life, like, I'm going to be a rock star. I'm 20, you know, 4 years old. I'm going to, you know, take over the fitness world, and you have all these dreams, and you're going to look amazing, and you're eating perfect all week. I remember, like, before I moved, you know, I'm at my rock bottom life, and my dad is, like, you know, making ground turkey for me at his house. He's like, what do you want me to put on? And I'm like, nothing. I'm just going to eat it plain. And you're choking down like dry ground turkey with no salt and no pepper. It's disgusting.
Gross.
Like just a miserable life. And again, I didn't have to make it that way, but you know, you're young and stupid and you think you're hardcore. And so I would do that, you know, all week. I'd eat a certain way and then it would come to, you know, at that time, like Saturday night was my cheat night. And I come from a place where fancy restaurants really don't exist. And the ones that do are outside of my budget at the time. And so I'd go to like Taco Bell. Or like if you're from the Midwest, Taco John's, 6-pack and a pound. But I would oftentimes go to Taco Bell because you can get a little bit more for your money at Taco Bell. And you'd go through the drive-thru and you're super jacked and you're like, give me a $5 box, whatever you'd get. And you'd get it and you drive home and it's like, but it was like shitty though, right? Like sometimes you get Taco Bell and it was good. Like they just made it and it was fresh. And sometimes it was sitting there for like 4 hours. And I would get home and I'd be so pissed because these tacos tasted like butt. It's like I didn't have any more money and like I just had to choke them down. It's like my cheat meal for the week was ruined. So point being is if you're going to go off your normal routine, go to a place that's proven and that's good and don't let anybody talk you into anything else because it will ruin your whole week. And if you're like me and you're broke, you got to wait a whole another 7 days to go again. So that's just my side story.
But your number one cheat is?
Now? Yeah. In-N-Out Burger is what I do most frequently. I'll say this, because we're trying to pay off our house, we have went out to eat way less this year than any other year of life. Now, we will still go stuff with friends and stuff, but you and me...
Well, our date nights have really just...
have been on the cheap.
They've just have been a lot of home date nights.
Yeah, but I mean, again...
Which is good, though, too. Like, I don't feel like I have to always go to, like, a nice restaurant for a date night or something.
No, and you get to... For your work, you get...
And I get spoiled with my job, yes. And sometimes it's too much where I'm like, if I did that all the time in my job and then personal life is just, it's too much amazing food.
You'd be 300 pounds before you know
easily.
It. So our date nights have been very cheap, and I'm, you know, deep down a little cheap ghetto kid, so In-N-Out is fancy enough for me, but I've done that way more frequently this year than other years, and it's again it's burgers and fries. It's very basic, it's simple, and I like it, and that's just, I'm a simple dude, so that would be the most, you know, cheat heavy place that I've went to this year. When our house is paid off, we might get fancy for a couple meals, but then I'll come right back to it. I'm a creature of habit. Best go-to healthy places.
I go to Chop Shop a lot. Just it's local, and we live really close to one, and I just get one of their raw vegetable salads with chicken. That's my go-to. Or they have some great protein bowls. So it's like they have like a chicken Thai one with sweet potato hash, or
Korean steak bowl.
Yeah, you can get cauliflower rice or quinoa or forbidden rice, and then a bunch of vegetables. So that's probably my number one go-to. I do like Farm and Craft is always good for like a lunch, or if I have to take a client, I try to pick some healthy restaurants every now and then. What else?
There's a place called Bowl of Greens. All these are very similar, you guys. Basically, they're proteins and vegetables, and they put their own kind of spin on them, and they taste actually really good. Or there's a place called Salads to Go here. It's a chain, for, and it looks super ghetto. Like, I'm like, I remember when I saw it, people were like, oh, Salads to Go, and I'm like, this place looks like,
but it's a drive through.
Oh my god,
like amazing. Almost, so convenient,
almost everything's organic,
so fresh.
It takes, I don't think I've waited there more than 3 minutes,
and you get a lot for your money there.
Yeah, like a double chicken Cobb salad is like $9, which is unheard of, and it's like, I'm a big dude, and I can eat a lot, and it's, I eat it, and I'm like, I'm not hungry for hours, so.
I will say, if we go to breakfast brunch, I do love the breakfast kitchen bar here, because it has, like, healthy pancakes, healthy breakfast bowls. It has, like, I just had a really good avocado toast on, like, sweet potato toast, basically, and that was amazing.
I'd say for you guys out there, if you're gonna go to places, breakfast is probably the easiest choice to make, because like anything in eggs, at least for my preference, tastes good, and you can make a great choice anywhere that has real food that's not fried or not a chain. And if nothing else, like, do some research. All you guys walk around with these phones that make you a genius now, so pull up the menu, pull up what they have, kind of do a little research, and then pick a spot. And obviously with, you know, the sites out there now, like with Yelp reviews, Facebook, Instagram, you can really find a decent place probably almost anywhere that is serving real food. And if you just think, you know, it's very basic, a quote BJ could do it here, protein and produce, you know, if it's meat and vegetables and maybe something else, you guys are doing okay for sure. We'll do this one real quick. Best healthy hacks or go-to meals for you, whether it's travel stuff, quick snacks here, or just meals you make really fast.
For traveling for work, I always try to bring like beef jerky. We partnered with a company, Protein Candy, so it's like really healthy, grass-fed, all real ingredients.
It's like 2 grams of sugar for the whole container.
Really good. So I do that, or I'll do like a Power Crunch bar or any type of protein bar that is high protein, higher fat, and low sugar.
What is your favorite Power Crunch bar flavor?
Probably salted caramel or chocolate mint.
Like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I like chia bars too, are really good just to have some fiber. I'll do like either small portions of almonds or cashews, or do like a nut butter packet, which is easy to pack. In the airport, I always just try to grab a healthy snack. I typically never eat at airports. It's rare that I do. And if I do, I try to get like a salad. And now there's a lot more healthier options in airports, which is great.
At the Phoenix airport, there is.
Like, no,
when you're in Philly, no.
Yeah, but it's starting to change.
True. There's some places, though, you get stuck. Like, we're at LAX, dude. It was like death row over there.
But at Starbucks now, they have those egg bites.
This is true.
Which is great if you're not wanting one of the breakfast sandwiches. They have the egg bites.
The choices were Jimmy John's or Starbucks at 5 a.m.
Yeah. But the egg bites are really good, so.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And then snacks at home, usually just vegetables with like hummus or again, like the nut butters or rice cake with peanut butter.
I think you can do veggies in anything. If you guys like, if you're getting, you know, cold vegetables, like...
And guacamole, I'll do. Oh,
if you've never tried that, like, even as weird as this is going to sound, like, when we just have asparagus spears here and you have guac, you can take just asparagus spears and dip them in guacamole and just chew them. And they actually taste pretty good. Mm-hmm. You can put carrots in almost anything. Like, there's so many options. Again, I'm talking, like, when a lot of you guys are making mistakes, and again, we don't have kids... So I don't have, like, Teddy Grahams and goldfish and shit laying around. I wouldn't anyway. People are like, oh, you, Jeremy, you don't know. No, trust me. I would be mean to a kid and deprive them of that because it would sabotage me.
So we'll just see what happens.
They would suffer. They would suffer because of me. I'm sorry. You all be living in a prison here. But point being is we don't have that stuff around.
That sounds really exciting.
Welcome to your future. So what I'm saying is if you guys have the cold veggies there, and you have, like, whether it is, like, Bolthouse Ranch, which is a lower calorie dressing that actually tastes amazing. They have so many flavors. Or, like, guacamole. That saves you from grabbing a bunch of, you know, your kids' chips or different things around, hopefully. And allows you to still cook dinner when you're at the point of where you're so hungry you just want to bite your hand off. That has saved me from making poor choices. And I think it can help a lot of you guys, too. Other things we do quick. We will do egg muffins sometimes here, too. Probably one of my biggest go-to meals, and this is really basic, whether it helps you guys or not. I'll do a couple eggs, cut up chicken sausage, and I put cauliflower rice. That's it. I probably eat that like 4 or 5 times a week. It takes all of about 5 or 6 minutes. It's very filling, high protein, decent amount of fat, very low carbohydrates. And again, it is a lot of food to eat. And if I'm saying that, I can almost promise you all of you guys listening. So I'll take like 2 eggs, 2 chicken sausages, chop them up. Take a bag of bird's eye, cauliflower rice, stick in the microwave, dump it all out. Boom. You're living the dream.
And I'll make like zoodles, like zucchini noodles, or stir fry different vegetables, and then do a protein with that. I don't typically do his combination.
It doesn't look that great, but it's amazing. But there's a lot of stuff you like too. Like you'll put like apple cider vinegar like on... Like,
well, yeah, on a salad with a good dressing.
The smell alone.
Well, there's benefits to it, so.
You smell like a trash can.
I like vinegary.
Fermented. What is the other thing you do, like the aminos or something?
The what?
What else do you do? The amino, like coconut aminos or something?
Oh, coconut aminos, like on cauliflower rice or if you're doing an Asian, like stir-fried dish. That's really great alternative to soy sauce. And I just love anything coconut, so it just tastes so yummy.
So let's go on the road for you. Like when you travel, how do you not eat all the awesome stuff that you get presented at work events? Because I don't know if these guys, because again, I don't live in that ecosystem. When I go places, like if it's fitness events, believe it or not, like even you go to fitness stuff, like do feed you. They try to feed and push drinks and stuff on you. But I'll go there with a coffee like a weirdo, and you're kind of in this weird ecosystem where you can eat if you want or you don't have to. And sometimes I will indulge if it's something really good I want to, but more often than not, like I can be the weird person out. But for you, it's way different. So explain to them like what it looks like. You go somewhere, and here's what you're presented, and here's how you navigate it.
Right. Well, the struggle is real. It's been like that for years. I'm in the hospitality industry, so the hotel business specifically. And I represent like 30 brands that we have. So we're always at an amazing fancy resort or hotel.
Like a week ago.
A week ago?
You're in Vegas.
Right. So we will have like a quarterly team meeting, and one of our amazing properties will host us, and they want to showcase the amazing food and beverage that they can offer to our corporate accounts that we manage. And so it's like literally everything on the menu, and it's not just 3 meals a day. It's like 3 meals plus like a morning break and an afternoon break and a dessert and a reception and then a dinner.
And what do they bring in to your breaks or your breakfast when they serve?
I mean, it's everything from like donuts, cookies, every type of pastry, and then it's...
But good stuff.
Oh, really good food. And I've really gotten to the point where I will pick my battles. Like if it's something I really want to try and I haven't tried it before or I'm really craving it, then I will. But I have to practice portion control. Majority of the time I say no to a lot of it, especially the treats, because I know I'd rather save it for a weekend when Jeremy and I are doing something or a social event with friends that I'd rather indulge in instead of just like work life. And a lot of the times, yeah, I am the weird one that's not trying everything. But you just have to remember that it's okay and it's your life, it's not their life. You don't have to be like everybody else, which that was always a struggle of mine. And people will start to question and people will start to follow or try to get advice from you once they see that you're making good, healthy choices. And if they're interested in doing the same, you'll start to become a leader in their eyes. So,
but how do you do it at first? Because these guys they're in a different stage than you were. It's like the food pushers and the drink pushers. How do you just like, you just politely say?
I mean, I used to practice kind of what I would say to people if they'd ask me like, oh, why aren't you drinking at this work event? Or, and sometimes we would have one of our fitness challenges going. So I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing one of our, you know, online coaching programs. And then I could elaborate on that. Other times I'm like, I'm just trying to be healthy and I don't need to do this like at every single work event.
Food is probably easier than the booze though.
Yeah.
To say no to for most people.
Because a lot of it, like, we'll always have networking opportunities either with clients or with internal employees. And so it's always, you know, that awkward reception where you need to be outgoing and talk to everybody and meet new people. And there's always an open bar and it's just like, or they're tray passing champagne and it's just so easy to grab and then be like everybody else. But there comes a point where you have to be like, what are my goals? What type of person am I trying to be? And you have to be honest with yourself and then be as consistent as you can. And yeah, you're going to feel lonely at times, but that's just part of it. And no, just remember your why is.
So would you fake like drinking
at times? And I still do sometimes. I'll get like sparkling.
Catfish.
I'll get, I did it like this summer. We had some client events and it was like back-to-back days. I'm like, I'm not going to have drinks every client event. And especially when I had all these vacations this summer, I'm like, I'm going to save it for my actual vacation. So I would just get like a Perrier water, ask the bartender, can I have that with like lime? And it looks obviously like a vodka soda and no one even questions you. If you want to go that route, you can. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm just drinking sparkling water.
And for you guys out there, obviously it's going to be harder at first because people will question it. You'll probably get people who even sometimes make fun of you because of it, or they won't believe you're going to really change.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to change a culture instead of, you know, establish one up front. It's easy. Like if I walk into, again, for me, it's easy. I walk into a room. Oh, he's the fitness guy. He's weird. He's not going to do this. Nobody cares. But for my wife, she is what I would say more fun. Outgoing and will be a little bit wilder than
but
me.
But it can get me in trouble too.
That's not, there's a fine line you walk. You're getting better as you're older now.
I'm starting to mature.
But so slowly. But like they don't know, but like they're not used to that version of you. They're used to, well, Heather will have fun with us. Maybe not be the craziest one, but just be part of the team, you know.
Oh yeah.
And do whatever. And now you've removed yourself from being that version of you. Which that's probably hard for you at first too, because they're questioning it, and you're like, "Well, now I have to get used to it as well."
Well, it's like I used to go in waves. I was very inconsistent, and then I've just been trying to be as consistent as I can be, and just really pick and choose when it's worth it. And you're gonna get people that are always going to say things like, "Oh, why aren't you eating that? Why aren't you drinking that?"
But now that you've done it for this long, now what do they do? Like when you're sitting somewhere and they put bread on the table.
They're like, oh, Heather won't eat that. And they just like move it to the other person. I'm like, yep.
which I find funny because like maybe you wanted to do it that day. And I think because they said that and pushed it, now you just don't.
Yeah.
So sometimes it like they start.
But in Vegas last, they had French croissants. And I was like, I have to have this French croissant.
But that's your
but
thing,
but it wasn't
though.
Even that good. It was kind of stale. And I was just really upset. I'm like, wow. It's your
Taco Bell, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't worth it. So for these guys, obviously, again,
just don't care what people think. It's your life. It's your body. It's your health. And I know it's hard because I still struggle with it, and I have my fitness life. Believe me, I'm married to Jeremy. We own a gym together. It's a constant struggle for me to separate that.
But your goals, and I'll say this to you listening too, like, her goals are not their goals. And all of you listening, your goals are not your coworkers' goals. They're not waking up before you and your team meetings hitting the gym. They're not doing burpees, pushing sleds, riding the assault bike. So you can't be expected to eat and drink the same way they are and then still want to get the results of the work you put in. It's like literally taking your car through a car wash and then driving it through 10 mud puddles on the way home. It doesn't make any sense. So you can't be sharing the same behavior as them and expecting to look and move and feel like a person who is completely different. It's like for you, like when you go, you work out every day on the road, probably.
For the most part, yeah. And I'm usually like the only one on my team. Maybe there's like one or two others sometimes in the hotel gym, but you just do it and it's going to pay off. It's hard. But now it's also, like going back to what you were saying, how I feel. Like, I just want to feel good. I want to get good sleep, especially if I have like early meetings in the morning. It's like not worth it for me to struggle, especially traveling. So
I guess my two cents for you guys out there, you're just gonna have to decide like what your goals are and what you're trying to get out of everything. And, you know, do as much planning and prepping and as research as you can. And just come in with the mindset of knowing what you're going to do when you go to an event. I think that's the biggest key. Like, so if I know I'm going to, you know, cheat or do something different, I basically know before I go into it, I know, hey, I'm not going to do this today because I have this event coming up in the future. Like, so just forecasting basically is what I'm saying. So if you know you have a party with your friends and family on Saturday and you're at a work event on Tuesday, you're going to have to pick and choose, you know, which battle you want to win and which one you're willing to indulge in and which one you're not. Because if you just gave in to every holiday and birthday and work event and travel event, like, it's just too much for the average, you know, the way society is built. And we just can't give in to all those things. So you have to have some resolve when it comes to that. And it's going to be tough at first. Like I said, changing the culture initially of how you eat and drink is tough. But if you stack up enough wins, like, you guys can be successful. I know that. So before we let these guys go, any advice for them? These people who travel and they have a hard time with the eating and the training or drinking, is there one or two things that you would just tell them like, hey, this is what I would do if I was you, or what I did, you know, to change how it used to be to how I am now?
I think just being honest. And for example, I was with some of my top clients and I've entertained them before, and I just was honest with him, like, yeah, I'm not going to have drinks with you guys. We're at a really nice restaurant. We ordered a bunch of food. And I'm like, I'm saving it for a vacation. Plus, I've been struggling with my hormones and my thyroid. And I'm not going to indulge in that. And sometimes I think just being honest with people can, you know, for one, bring you closer together. But then they'll start to share their own issues or how they want to become healthy, and that way you can build a relationship upon that. But just try to not care what people think and just do you and say no.
And again, I have empathy for you guys out there. It is hard for you, because I've been with her to enough events, like when you have like these fam weekends or different things where we show up to these, or they do the appreciation stuff, we show up to these events at the nicest resorts in the world and they have all this, I mean, like, so much food. Like, not just, like, I'm talking, like, you know, food, desserts, drinks. We come back to our room.
The amenities.
They sabotage you because they leave all these treats in your room, too, and it's already late at night, and you're probably, like, a couple of drinks in, so you're down to...
That's so hard when there's an amenity and it's, like, it's chocolate. Like, this happened in Vegas. I was, like, doing real good, and then they sent a chocolate amenity, and I was, like, oh, I gotta have this.
You know, it's, like, they do everything to... It takes a lot of resolve to do. And I say, like, I couldn't do it. I would be 300 pounds easily. It'd be really tough for me. I've had to create an ecosystem of my life to where I'm insular to almost the entire world to be able to do it. So I do understand the struggles you guys go through, because even when we travel and I do it for my stuff, it's really tough to just stay the course and to be motivated to work out when you're, you know, tired and stressed.
Stressed out or nervous about a meeting. Like, I've been there. It's hard, but it'll be worth it, and you'll be so proud of yourself because you're going to continue to build on that strength. Like, it's mental strength is number one. Like, you have to figure that out first, and then everything else will fall in line with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to get to the point where you're just fed up, honestly, with either how you've been living or your behaviors or the patterns. And maybe if you're an affirmation person, like to write something down just to see it, say, this is what I'm going to do. And I know it sounds hokey and doesn't work, but I can't tell you how many post-its I have all over my office and the things that we write and put in our office here just to remind us to stay the course and the goals that we want to achieve. And if they're not written down and you don't see them as reminders, it's easy in the moment to be swayed by, you know, the things that feel good instantly, but we're going to pay for down the line. And so if you guys can win those, I think you'd be okay. The three things I would say to you, just travel-wise for me personally, being active, moving your body when you guys travel 100%, even if it's just, you know, 30 minutes of mobility off the plane, hitting the hotel gym, going for a walk, just moving your body through space is key. Staying hydrated.
Drink so much water.
Even more than you think you have to, because when you're dehydrated, it triggers that hunger sensation. It makes you guys want to eat and make poor choices more often. And then just being consistent with it, like just not skipping days of activity and not making, you know, bullshit excuses of why you're too tired and why you can't. You can do it. Obviously, there's people out there, you know, busier than all of us with more responsibilities and more stress who are doing it. And if they're doing it, you guys can do it too. So anything else real quick? You got about 3 minutes. Are you good?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Awesome. Again, you guys, hopefully that gave you an insight to, you know, kind of how we live our life and what we do it. We're just very, you know, we're normal people. We're basic. We like all the same stuff that you guys like. We like all the same food and the same drinks. We probably like even more of them. We're overeaters both by nature. But we've created a system here that works for us, and we don't do things to sabotage each other. And, it's worked out so far.
I think one more thing is what has been really helping me is mapping out, like looking at the calendar of the month and being like, okay, I have this work trip, I have this social event, I have this party, whatever it is, mapping it all out and then circling or writing down, okay, here's where I'm going to be super strict. Here's where I'm going to indulge and have fun. And just mapping that out has really helped me determine, okay, when's it going to be worth it and when can I just say no and stick to the plan. And that way you're going to significantly decrease the amount of messing up, if you want to call it that.
100%. And that's, and again, I'm not going to try to sell you guys on anything here. That's not what we do. If you like to buy some of our stuff or not, that's on you. As you know, I'm the world's worst salesman. I just present things. But our 50 Days of Fitness Challenge is the last challenge we do of 2019. And funny enough, she said that a big part of that program is looking at the last 50 days from basically, you know, November 11th-ish till, you know, December 31st and seeing what you have going on those last 50 days, because people tend to make really poor choices with holidays and travel and work stuff and events. We literally have people just, we give them a blank calendar and have them map out the days that they are committing to, you know, staying the course, and the days that they want to enjoy things with friends and family, because it's important and there has to be a balance. But that's a huge part of that program, and we found people have great success with it. And it's not about, you know, dropping your body fat 10% and losing 50 pounds in those last 50 days. It's enjoy your life with your friends and family, but don't throw away all the hard work you put in the last, you know, 10, 11 months of the year for 50 days of stupid choices, because Thanksgiving is not 7 days, it's one day. Christmas is not 8 days, it's one day. And your work event is one day. It's not a three-day bender. And that's what we kind of drive at to her point. So I'll share the details for that. Probably in like a week or so, I'll throw out a discount for the podcast listeners if you guys are interested. It'll be fun. We'll work out together, eat together. You'll see what I do for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the poor choices I make on those individual days, but all the awesome choices I make around that and how active we can all be together. So Heather, thank you again.
Thank you.
That was golden. Anything else you guys want to hear from us, please send a request. We're happy to record if we can speak on it with any intelligence whatsoever. If you're in iTunes right now, stop. Don't be a lazy ass. Open up the podcast app on your iPhone, or if you're on your MacBook or iPad, it's the iTunes app. Drop me a 5-star, leave a comment. And again, send all requests and details to my Instagram, Facebook, or email, or any other platform you guys follow us on. Until next time, eat well, train hard, be nice to people, and please, you guys, just keep doing shit you love with people you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.